Yeah, artificial intelligence that you talk about, Jim, who built it?
Who will build it? I'm going to give you an answer to that in the form of a short quotation, and then I want you to guess when this was made, and I think it'll surprise you.
All right.
Who will be man's successor? To which the answer is, we are ourselves creating our own successors. Man will become to the machine what the horse and the dog are to man, the conclusion being that machines are or are becoming animate. Guess when that was written?
1880.
1863. By? By Samuel Butler in a letter entitled Darwin Among the Machines, right after The Origin of Species was published. He had this incredible prophetic insight that, in fact, we were or would shortly be in the process of essentially creating successor entities, intelligent machines.
These machines, you know, you look at the movie AI,
mm-hmm.
fascinating, and I love the ending. I'm not going to give it away for anybody who didn't see it,
even
though it's been out for years. It's on video now. These machines, are they self-replicating?
That's one possibility, and that was, a scenario that kind of had some horrifying possibilities when people thought about it. Michael Crichton's explored this a little bit.
Sure.
But what is clearly happening now is that the process of design is essentially slipping out of human hands. They're in effect designing themselves. And they're doing it through a method called evolutionary computation, whereby essentially software is given the power of natural selection so that it can improve upon itself without any human intermeddling.
You know, with just about anything, there's positive, negative, there's good, there's bad. In the universe, assuming that what we see is all wonderful and beautiful and good, where's the negative part of it? It's got to be out there somewhere.
Well, I think that, you know, I think that inevitably you're going to see, as we have seen certainly on planet Earth, technology can be harnessed for very evil purposes, destructive purposes, and I can't imagine that there would not be an element of that that's not confined to our little planet.
When you were putting together this book, what was some of your favorite work here?
Well, it was really finding the people and interviewing some of these incredible pioneers who are working in the area of artificial intelligence and SETI and cosmology. It's the book really, unlike Biocosm, which is really a kind of a statement of a theory, this tries to be a story and their story about the work they're doing to push the frontiers of science. And that was really the most fun thing, was meeting them and also kind of learning about some of the likely non-human players on the stage, like these super smart machines, and trying to kind of figure out what role they might play in the future evolution of the universe.
My very favorite picture you quoted you wrote a little bit in one of your chapters on the Hubble Ultra Deep Field images.
Yes, yes, yes.
And just to some who don't know what that is, Hubble was basically pointed into the darkness of the universe, into the size of a dime or a quarter type picture.
Yes.
And in that small frame must have been thousands of other, not stars, but galaxies, each
yes.
with billions of their own stars. But you write in your book, The Hubble Ultra Deep Field Images, you have some incredible impressions about that.
Yes, I wrote about this for a magazine called What is Enlightenment? And what I basically said is that in contemplating the image of the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, I was reminded of the sense of wonder felt by von Leeuwenhoek, who was the father of modern of observational microbiology. He looked in a microscope and he glimpsed these vast hordes of what he called wee beasties. And these were the little bacteria and nematodes that turned out to be the very foundation of the global ecosystem, the microscopic cells of Gaia's flesh and blood. And what I saw in that in that Hubble field was that this unexpected, unsuspected celestial grandeur may someday be appreciated as a kind of poignant baby photo, the faint image of a moment unfathomably distant in time and space when the vast universe began an utterly mysterious process of coming to life. They're baby photos.